Yes, I'm sorry. I was absorbed in my own thoughts. Now we are here and give a class. So who of you, besser so, wer von euch spricht nicht Englisch? Möge die Hand heben. But you speak Deutsch or what? Not. What is Serbski? What? Yugoslavia, yes. So we will have a translation. Wer versteht denn von euch nur Deutsch und nicht was anderes? Einer. Muck. Dann müssen wir eine Übersetzung für Muck haben. So, wer, who are Serbski, Slowenski, Makedonski, So there will be a translation. Who will translate? Viva Chandra. Please tell your language fellows that you will go and where you go and how you organize it. Yes? Gut. Ist da nicht ein anderer, der Deutsch auch noch kann und passt ja nicht? Du kannst das schon machen? Gut. Any other language? No? Okay, so we will speak in English. Purusha sapara pata bhaktya labhyasvananyaya yasyantastani bhutani vena savamidam tatam. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is greater than all, is attainable by unalloyed devotion. Although he is present in his abode, he is all-pervading and everything is situated within him. There are many statements in the Vedic scriptures which unequivocally tell us that the only possibility to enter, this is described as entering into the understanding of Krishna, is bhakti. That means devotional service. But what should be the mood of this devotional service? It's very interesting to ask this question and hear the answer. It should be, there must be a special mood. Devotional service cannot be executed automatically. Automatic devotional service means you will find out some formulas and then act according to the formulas, or how we would say, according to the rules and regulations. By this kind of devotional service, you can understand Krishna to a certain extent only, but you cannot understand him with love. Only when your devotional service acquires spontaneity, you will be able to have the qualification of bhakti or love. Otherwise not. So spontaneity rests on the principle of taste, of rasa. Look into this world. You will only be able to do something over a prolonged time period of time if you develop some sort of rasa out of it. For instance, eating is no problem for us, since it tastes acceptable normally. And on this basis, we can regularly continue this process. I remember as a little child, I had to take a specific medicine which tasted extremely unattractive, and I couldn't take it for long because the taste was missing. So the devotee who wants to advance in Krishna consciousness has to learn the art of developing taste in Krishna consciousness. These festivals are meant to deliver a taste for all those festival goers. Vaishnava festivals can do this. They can give a taste. Of course, in the beginning it's a little difficult because our heart is so contaminated that what tastes good begins to taste bad. This is the actual effect of Maya. What is bad for us, you like, and what is everything which is good for you, you dislike. This is how Maya, it's called Vibhavyaya, that means topsy-turvy, standing on the head. Influences you to think the wrong things, to like the wrong things. They are bad for you. Now, in order to get the taste in devotional service, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains the poor conditioned souls of this age, mood. Let us just go a little bit into the philosophy of science. You can only understand something to some extent when you are able to control the environment. For instance, this devilish medicinal science makes experiments on animals to see how living organisms react to certain chemical medicines. Now, if the animal runs away, they can't experiment on it. Or look at someone else who does something in a laboratory, say, he has water, and inside the water, some bacteria. Now, if in the middle of the process, when he looks with his electron microscope into the living bacterial organisms contained in a water drop, if in the middle of that process, the water runs away from that glass piece, then he can't continue his experiment. I remember as a little boy, we used to have an electronic microscope, and we would look on hair, we would take mucus of a sick person, look on it. And I remember, I have a very bad hand with machines. When I'm coming even close to a machine, that machine breaks down. Just now our car has broken totally down, and then this is my Shakti on machines. Therefore I never try computers, because I know I'll do something wrong. Even if you give me a video, I press the wrong button, like I did with the Russian video, and erase it. It's mystical. So if you can't control, I remember as a child, I could never figure out how to really work this foolish microscope to just have the right distance, and then the light would not go. Nothing would ever work. So at that particular moment, you can't investigate something. Now you can only work with something and control something if that is of a lower dimension. For instance, disciples. Some disciples do not want to take the discipline the spiritual master gives them. And then the spiritual master can't really do much for them. If the disciple doesn't want to be disciplined, then by the instructions, spiritual instructions, then very bad. Spiritual master can't do anything for him, and he can't take advantage of the spiritual master. This is in human affairs. Or if the husband, for instance, cannot control his wife, you know, something wild can happen, like it does in ISKCON marriages. But you can only control something which agrees to be controlled. Now, Krishna, by definition, is the supreme controller. And he cannot be understood by the controlling mechanism which we work with in this material world. Do you understand? Krishna does not fall under your control. He doesn't fall under your investigation. Krishna doesn't fall under your manipulation. He is far, far beyond the reach of the senses. His name, in fact, is called Adokchaya. He is not born out of the sensual perception of the living entity. To understand something which is higher than you, you have to give up your controlling mentality. You have to allow, in turn, to be controlled. Not to be the controller, but to be controlled. And this is the process of bhakti. By bhakti, we surrender ourselves to the higher instructions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And by this, for instance, we follow some rules of devotional service. We follow some the instructions of the scriptures. And by this process, we are coming there. That Krishna will reveal himself. In other words, devotional service is a different approach to a higher reality. It's a different approach than we are used to. Now, for that, we need to have a certain qualification. And this qualification is described to be humility. In this connection, I'd like to tell you a little story from our next door neighbor, Czechoslovakia. As you might know, there is a depressive poet called Franz Kafka wrote a story called The Investigations of a Scientific Dog. It was, there was one particular dog who observed some strange and fascinating scenes in his life. He saw how there were dogs, a bunch of dogs, walking on their hind legs. And then he saw some dogs sailing through the sky. He observed also how some dogs were dancing, and all of a sudden they would have food in their mouth. One day he wanted to find out how food was coming into the dog species' lives. And he asked his mother, and his mother gave him an explanation. The mother said, whenever we are urinating on the floor, mechanism is set into motion, and the end result of it is that there is food. You must understand, these dogs were all atheists. were also very proud dogs. So one day, our particular friend, the dog, the scientific dog, thought, it can't be. There must be some higher control. I mean, how can we put our undesirable liquid on the floor and then fruits, no, they don't eat fruit, meat and pashti, or whatever they eat, dog cake is coming. This can't be, this just can't be. What is the chemical interaction which makes this work? So he began asking questions to his mother first, and then to the other people, you know, dogs around him. Could it be that there are other entities around which give us the food, which buy the dog's cake and supply it to us? They said, no, no, not possible. But the dog became very humble. He said, we can't be the last controllers. I mean, here are houses, we live in houses, they can't come because we urinated on the floor. That was the reason why everything happens. And we receive every day the food. It is must have been prepared somewhere. And by his investigations, I mean, you might laugh, the story goes, he actually saw one day the human beings who supplied everything. Before that, because of his dog mind and dog senses, he couldn't really appreciate the presence of the human beings and their superior control over everything which happened in his life. So we are in a similar boat. Because we, the eternal conditioned souls, have accepted a material body and a mind which wants to enjoy and control outside of Krishna's divine arrangement. Therefore, we can't see Krishna, although he is very easily perceivable to someone who is in Krishna consciousness. For instance, when you look at the deities with eyes which are covered totally by Maya, you won't be able to have many revelations from the deities. But if you look at the deities with eyes of devotion, you will actually understand how Krishna is really there, hearing your prayers and making the proper arrangements in your Krishna conscious life. This is a fact which every devotee can experience if he wants to pray, if he learns to pray in humble devotion. Yeyatamang Prapatyate, Krishna says this, he is prepared actually to reveal himself to a devotee in the degree of his surrender. I remember very much a movie from the Russian devotees at a time when they were still persecuted by the government. The devotees said that in their situation they actually didn't really see the trouble. But what they saw is Krishna's mercy on them, how he supplied and cared for them, even in that dangerous situation. So a devotee can understand that Krishna is really there and that Krishna can really take care of his devotee. But a devotee who is not serious, in other words, who is not trying to satisfy Krishna by his service, he will never actually make that divine and sweet experiences
which gives him the necessary rasa to continue in his devotional service. Only a devotee who is actually basing his life on the process of humble devotional service will be picked up by the Lord and will be guided by the Lord throughout his life. Humility can be disturbed by different factors. One factor is that you think yourself to be the actual doer. Now, if you think about this concept, which Krishna has explained in the Bhagavad Gita, he says it's the ahankara which makes this concept. I am the doer. It's a false ego. To overcome false ego, it is very good to spend time in the association of advanced devotees. Like, for instance, in this time of the Jamashtami celebrations, where we associate, we should take the time of associating with our God brothers and learning to appreciate the qualities of the devotees. If we learn to honestly appreciate the devotees and their wonderful qualities, we do not become proud. Like, a few days ago I heard how there is one devotee in Mauritius who is so successful in preaching to the government people that he, by his influence in preaching, the streets of the town, the Hauptstadt, the main town, capital town, are changed. They are no longer Waden Street or George Street or Flower Street, but they are now changed into names like Balaram Street and Krishna Street and Gopi Street and Prasadam Road and so on and so forth, which remind people of Krishna. I mean, imagine someone goes to the town, capital town, and all of a sudden he has to ask, well, I have to do business in the Balaram Street. Where is the Balaram Road? And the inhabitants tell him, yes, you go the Radara, you go the Guru Road, then you take the Atmanivedana Road, and then you reach the Balaram Road, and from there, my recommendation, there's a nice journey to take. You should actually take the road of Smadanam. In the end, you reach the ocean of, and then you reach the ocean of the bliss ocean, the Ananda ocean. How people will be benefited by hearing the holy names like that. So I was just thinking, what a nice devotee, so what a nice idea to change the roads into Krishna roads. Like in Leipzig, we have our temple in the Peter Stein Weg. Did you ever care to find out who is Peter Stein? No, because he might not be very important. Imagine, does our avatar would go to the government of Leipzig and he would say, this, at least start with one road, let us call it the Prasadam Road, that everyone can appreciate. No one can have possibly anything against the name Prasadam Road. What nice advancement people would make. Then he would make a restaurant, the Prasadam restaurant, and then everyone would go there. So by just hearing how different devotees do such nice service, one can understand, wow, here Krishna, this devotee is so dear to Krishna that Krishna made an arrangement that even the politicians did something meaningful in their life, changing an ordinary road name into a Krishna road name. So this helps us cross the ocean of ahankara, to appreciate the different qualities of our devotees. See, what we want is, we want to have the right eyes so that we can actually see and understand their lordships, Shri Shri Radha Madan Mohan. This is what we want to attain in our lives. Mahaprabhu, he gave us an instruction. He said, only he who walls the plant of devotional service by the strong wall of humility, he can be sure that there will be no offenses in his life. Who, the devotee must become free of the ten offenses in chanting the holy name. And he will be able to do so if there is humility protecting his devotional service. Another obstacle to humility is mundane knowledge, mundane education, that we think certain things should go in a certain way. Now it is described that mundane knowledge is a manifestation of the material energy which covers the pure spiritual knowledge of the living entity. Mundane knowledge is actually manifested from the avidya shakti, the ignorance potency. Krishna Madhaji, I want to repeat this because you were a little tired. Mundane knowledge is manifested from the avidya potency, the ignorance which covers the eternal soul and does and is not at all helpful to develop his natural attraction to Krishna. Humility is very important. Whenever we see that our humility is in danger because of mundane knowledge or if the ahankara principle takes over, we must do something in our life and change our lives in such a way that we can become humble. Lord Chaitanya finally, he says in his instructions to us that we must become lower than the grass, more tolerant than a tree, and we must not expect personal honor, but always be prepared to give all respects to others. Then one can easily chant the holy name of the Lord. Now, please look at Lord Brahma. Lord Brahma has every reason in the universe to become proud, because he's the creator of the universe. He actually sometimes becomes proud. In the Leela, Krishna Leela, he sometimes thinks, who is Krishna? Just a little boy engaging with a few cows. He's an ordinary cowherd boy. And he forgets Krishna's divine position. Krishna is not so easy to understand as we were discussing. And Lord Brahma, identification can become very, that it's really a problem for him. Do you know that after Brahma doubted Krishna's position, after Brahma told him, no, Krishna told him a good lesson, he prayed to, he felt very, very sorry, and he sat down and chanted and prayed, and at the end, Lord Chaitanya appeared to him in his golden avatar form, and he pray to him, "My dear Lord, I'm so much in danger to become puffed up. Please put me into a position where I cannot become puffed up. Next time when you appear, then let me appear in a Muslim family of meat eaters." There, and this is how Brahma became Haridas Thakur. Actually, I must correct myself. He prayed to Krishna personally, not to Gauranga. He asked Krishna personally, "Next time you appear, I don't want to make an offense against you again. I don't want to think badly against you. You let me therefore be in a very humble position, in a low position." Many devotees have understood this in their lives and have insisted that they become engaged in scrubbing the toilet. Now, I, for instance, have a great problem with ahankara, and my tactic when I became, I understood it as a devotee, as a young devotee, very much. The devotees wanted to actually not have anything to do with me, because I always said, "No, I don't accept this, I have a different idea altogether." And at that particular moment, the devotees somehow became so displeased that they didn't want to have anything to do with me. They said, "Go to any other place. Here is the place of bhakti. Sisi Radha Madana Mohan ki." This is my sad story. They actually didn't want to accept me because I was so wild and had so many ideas. So then I actually one day understood, wait a minute, if you don't change your life totally, you will be not accepted in the area of devotees. Then, for the first time in my life, I prayed for humility. "Please, Krishna, give me realized humility." And then it happened very fast. I became terribly sick and understood I'm not the controller at all. I can't even eat at this particular moment. I will die if Krishna doesn't take care of me. So Krishna has his ways to make his devotees who are serious, who want to make them humble. So only if we are in a humble state of mind, then it will be possible for us to enter into the secret of Krishna consciousness. Lord Brahma also said another thing one time to Krishna. He said, "My dear Lord, my desire is I want to become the grass of Vrindavan so that the great devotees walk over me and I get some mercy." And Uddhava also, Uddhava is a disciple of Brihaspati. He's extremely intelligent. There's nothing which can remain hidden before the knowledge of Uddhava. So one day he came and delivered a message to the inhabitants of Vrindavan. He told the gopis, "My dear," he had a letter from Krishna. Krishna wanted to pacify the gopis who felt so many pangs of separation because Krishna had left Vrindavan. The gopis felt so much pain in their heart. They were practically lying lifeless in Vrindavan. Srimati Radharani, sometimes her gopi assistants picked flowers for her and made a bed of flowers to give her some cooling. But the flowers immediately withered and dried when she lied down on them. When Srimati Radharani was so much in the pangs of separation, she would sometimes be lying on the ground and tears would melt the floor. but the flower would immediately dry up again because the water would evaporate. This was the condition of the gopis. So Krishna knew that, of course, and he wrote them a letter where he said, I'm always with you. So Uddhava was reading the letter to the gopis. The letter, first of all, was written in a very, very bad handwriting. Because Krishna was so emotionally moved when he wrote the letter.
You can read my handwriting because you are good in combination. Du hast ein gutes Kombinationsvermögen. You can somehow tell what it is. So Uddhava read the letter to the gopis because the gopis wouldn't be able to read it on their own due to the moved handwriting of the Lord. And in one place Krishna wrote, I'm anyways always with you. So Uddhava gave the purport. Yes, Krishna is the super soul and he is always with every living entity. And the gopi said, stop this nonsense! Krishna is all pervading. Because the gopis, they're not interested in Krishna's Paramatma feature, the super soul feature. They were interested in Krishna, Svayam Bhagavan, the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then Uddhava went to the house of Nanda and Yashoda. And as it is custom, Nanda Maharaj wanted to give Uddhava a little rice, something to eat. It was the evening. So he went and he actually prepared. And then Uddhava went into the kitchen and he saw that in the kitchen, since a long time, nothing had been cooked. Imagine. Nanda wanted to arrange for the cooking and went into the kitchen and he saw that Uddhava saw that kitchen. There was no firewood. There was nothing to make fire with. There was only Spinnengewebe. I do not know the English word for this. Spider webs. So he understood that since Krishna had left Vrindavan, the parents had never cooked again. So Uddhava wanted to pacify him. Why are you so sad? Krishna is always with you in the heart. Nonsense! Said Nanda Maharaj. Yashoda began to cry. Why are you saying this? I want my Kanu. Kanu is a Kozaname. Kozaname, what is the meaning of Kozaname? Pet name, nickname. The nickname. I want to see my Kanu, who sucks my breast milk. This is nonsense. Presence everywhere. My Kanu is not here. So Uddhava, after understanding this lesson in bhakti, he understood his jnana, his knowledge, had not helped him to develop love for Krishna. This rasa, this taste was not there. He therefore understood, I want to become a servant, a slugi. This is so nice in Yugoslavian language. Slugi, isn't it? Sluga. Sluge. What is singular? Sluga. I want to become a sluga. This is so nice, this word. I want to become the servant of these Vaishnavas so that I learn something, so that I learn how to satisfy Krishna, how to come into his presence. I have no love for him. I must learn this from those who have. And therefore, he prayed. There is a very moving prayer. I have it in my notes, but I don't. I'm so tired and exhausted and don't know in which notes. So it goes like this. I am praying to become a grass in Raj. And even if it's not directly in Vrindavan itself, I want to be just at the border of Vrindavan, so that when the devotees go and meet Krishna, the dust from their lotus feet falls on me. And there is now in Vrindavan, if you go, you can see with your own eyes, it's near Kusum Sarova, there is grass where Uddhava is residing eternally. It's very important that once I wanted to answer the call of nature, and someone in the last minute told me, "What are you doing? Uddhava is there. This is very important for you. Ask when you go to Kusum Sarova and you have to quickly disappear behind the bushes. Ask, you know, to not go in the wrong place. This would be very dangerous for your spiritual life." Anyways, Hare Krishna. Sorry for bringing it. But this is anyway an important detail for the pilgrim. So, Uddhava is still residing there. The most learned disciple of Brihaspati, who is the spiritual master of the universe. So, considering all this, how Brahma wishes to become grass, and Uddhava, should we not also accept this lesson in humility, and on the basis of spiritual knowledge, understand we are poor, fallen, conditioned souls. We need the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and we can only do so if we develop a humble state of mind. So, Hare Krishna, Prabhu, I want to end here. Thank you for giving a patient ear to these basic subjects in Krishna consciousness. It is always important for us to go back to the basic and essential points in our Krishna consciousness. We should never think we are too advanced or we heard it enough. Today we had this very nice example. There was this mother who paid a teacher to give, and the teacher came and gave her boy the first lesson, ABC. And half a year later, the mother incidentally overheard how the teacher was instructing her boy, and he said, "Well, in higher geometry," he said this to the boy, "there's point A and point B and point C, and they build a triangle, and the different sides of the triangle," and he went into something which I don't know. I don't think he talked about the Euclidisches Dreieck, but so then the mother heard A, B, C, but that's what you told in the first lesson. Have I paid you for half a year just to hear A, B, C, or just so that you can teach A, B, C again? So she actually fired the teacher. So, in Krishna consciousness, we should never be like this mother who thought, when hearing the same things again, she knew already. Lesson on humility is important, and the reason why I bring this up in context with this difficult verse, where it is explained that you can only understand Krishna by bhakti, is that this bhakti must be based on the strong pillar of this humility, and there must be a strong wall surrounding it, taking care that no obstacle in devotional service comes and tramples this delicate plant to the ground. So, Hare Krishna. We have come to a natural end. Hansi just made a very humorous sound. I wanted to ask you, do you have any questions? Yeah, excuse me, please say it again. I was not attentive. What? Yeah. If it should be placed in our mentality, our mind, or in the heart. Heart means the mind. Devotion, how can your body be devotional? You can only have a devotional attitude, so it must be in the heart. My devotional body. It's not possible. The body can act in a devotional way according to the position of your mind. This is what Ramananda Roy said once to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu criticized him when he came to Puri. See, when Ramananda Roy arrived in Puri, he didn't go to take a bath and then see the deity, Lord Jagannath. He didn't do that, which is customary. He came directly to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the Mahaprabhu said, why have you not seen the deity? Why are you coming and visiting me? And then Ramananda Roy made a very interesting statement. He said, my Lord, this body is like a chariot, and the mind is like the horses. I can only go, the body can only go where the horses go. No, the chariot can only go where the horses go. So, I, in a similar way, can only go where my mind goes, and it is fixed on your lotus feet. Therefore, I had to come to you first. You know, no other means. It was running there in the mind. So, bhakti also, we want to purify our mind so that it naturally is attracted to Krishna. Not that it, and therefore we have to adopt the process of Shravanam and Kirtanam with attention. And from advanced devotees, so that we can get some of the taste they have. Chah. This is the secret. In the mind, Vrajendra Prabhu, we have to have the bhakti. Our body is only... It's not. That's good in the beginning, but if you want to maintain a taste, if you want to have a taste and not fall down, you can't act on the mechanical platform. You are not doing it. Your mind is always fixed on Krishna. I'm not speaking to you personally, but speaking to the universal you. Good. Virachanda. Well, Shravanam and Kirtanam always helps, but when we feel dissatisfied in our lives, it's difficult to concentrate because all the time our mind goes to and is just restless. So you might have to find out the source of your dissatisfaction and clarify that. Why you are dissatisfied? The results are not good. Well, you can and should be dissatisfied if you have not endeavored. That's the real source of this. Then it's good to be dissatisfied. Oh, I have not done anything. But if you have tried, then you can say, what can I do? Still Mahaprabhu takes me. What a milosti Lord I have, what a merciful Lord I have. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu takes me and accepts me. Somehow I'm still in the movement. What a good theory. You only become dissatisfied when you feel I was a need coffee. I was a rascal. Yeah. It is said you cannot change. There is another circle like this, which is a traditional circle. You cannot chant constantly unless and until you are in a humble mood. But then the Padma Purana says, go on chanting, then you become humble. So you asked, how can I get into the circle, so to say? By Mahaprabhu's mercy. See, ultimately mercy has to be there, that we penetrate into this impossible realm of devotional service. Not by the study of the scripture, not by following rules, not by austerity, but by the mercy the Lord gives someone, you can understand a fraction of his glories. We get the mercy of the Lord by following the instructions which we have been given. And Krishna is so satisfied. This devotee sincerely tries to somehow satisfy me according to the instructions of his spiritual master, who is my dear devotee. Such a nice devotee. So you will see, Krishna reveals himself. There are many, many instances where he reveals himself to also unimportant devotees. The old widow, the beggar. The many stories where great Vaishnavas who have a revelation of Krishna, who are just very ordinary. They don't need to jump. I mean, they are not great this, great that. If you go to think of this, then humility becomes easy. So how to get this humility? One thing is by spiritual knowledge. This is how it starts. If you really understand how small you are, how you are in the how this body is not your body and so on. If you start on this platform, I am not the body, then you have a good start. It's very pathetic. Those who are
the most foolish are the most puffed up. Have you seen in your life? I mean, this people who, as soon as you meet someone who is a little intelligent, he will become humble. For instance, our guests today, we had the guests who belong to the 30th most influential families in the world. And what did he do? Today he cooked for the devotees. Because he understands, I may be this in the world of illusion, but these devotees, they have surrendered all their life. What great personalities. He understands there is a different measurement of importance, which is devotion. And then one becomes humble. When I was a translator, I always had something, and I had a picture of a Sankirtan devotee on the wall, and next to it I had written, now think of the austerities of the Sankirtan devotees. See, in translation there is a big problem which you don't know when you are not translating. If you sit all day, you become very tired. If you sit all day and eat our ghee prasadam, then you really, it's like if your whole mind becomes full of lead, so heavy it comes. So I would always, to not sleep so much, I would have this Sankirtan devotee, remember the austerity, and I was becoming very humble and eager. Only a humble soul is eager to become spiritually advanced. A puffed up person gives up the idea of going back to Godhead. Hare Krishna. So we have a little late now. It is 9 o'clock. No, is it 9 o'clock? Yes, 9 o'clock. Let us end here. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. Sri Krishna Jamastami Mahotsava ki jai. Gaur Premananda. Hari Hari Bol.